Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, the Whitecaps are ready to serve food. The Roving Mike heads to the ballpark to sample some of that food. The Solace Collective believes that hope saves, connection heals, and no one should walk alone. We talk about how they provide support for families navigating mental health crises. We discuss Harmonic Egg and Wellness GR with the owner. The managing editor of Kelly Blue Book joins in to talk about keeping your car's value over time. And the Land Conservancy of West Michigan kicks off its 50th anniversary with an outdoor event series. We get the details on that as well.
Whitecaps are ready to serve food. Roving Mike heads to LMCU ballpark to sample the food to be served. Samples include the queso fundito plus the Polish power hitter. Oh my goodness, think about how that will feel, because it'll taste good. Plus, how does the 2026 season look? That and more. That's why the Roving Mike goes on site. Take a listen.
Nate Phillips, Community and Media Relations Manager.
So what is this gathering of the media?
This media gathering is to show off all of the new fun items that the Whitecaps are going to be rolling out this season at LMCU Ballpark.
So how did the vote come to cast what I just ate, which was I ate the whole thing.
Our food and beverage team, they work all off season long to kind of get some good ideas to refresh some items, find some trendy items, but then also get our fans' input, whether it's media folks or it's just the common Whitecaps fan in West Michigan, to get us these food ideas, and then we bring them to life, and hopefully that they are going to be some big staples this year at the ballpark.
Is there anything unique that we will be witnessing as a fan in the stands?
I think some of the most unique things will be these food items, just because we're kind of looking more along the lines of fan affordability with some of our ballpark classics, but then also we want to be able to bring some upscale opportunities to our concourse where, again, you're getting unique items, unique foods, but then also, you know, feeling like it's a great experience from a foodie's perspective at the ballpark too.
And of course, it might not be your time to, you know, to diet when you're come, because I just had a potato with lots of cheese, and it was sure good.
Yeah, you know, when you're coming to the ballpark, you know, you kind of expect maybe some of those more delectable and maybe, items that you don't get every single day. But we are looking into opportunities where we do offer, you know, some real fruit smoothies or some vegetarian options at some of our rice bowls in the concourse as well. So we are keeping in mind that there are some folks that are maybe watching those calories. But at the end of the day, we're just looking for a fun opportunity to have some unique foods at the ballpark.
And where are we? What is this Family Fair Clubhouse?
Yeah, the Family Fair Clubhouse is one of our new hospitality areas that we debuted last season. So this year we're really moving into the space really well. It's a spot that can hold about 150, 175 folks indoor and outdoor, right on our third baseline, where you're able to have a full bar all to yourself, but also get a wonderful view of the ballpark when you step outside onto the balcony and watch everything that's going on in the field. So it's a great spot for gatherings during a game and even the off-season, too. We've got spaces open for family birthday parties, gatherings, corporate events. We love this space because it's just a really unique spot to be in the ballpark.
Because we don't want to forget that there's a game going out there.
Right on. That's the big thing. You know, we're really excited for this upcoming season. We had a wonderful season and a great team last year on the field, and we're hoping that we have another great time this year, too. But hopefully all the other fun experiences we're bringing out to the ballpark as well.
Yeah, Steve McCarthy, MCC, ARTHY, president.
And are you ready for a season?
We are extremely ready for this season. Yeah, 3 short weeks away, and we're ready to usher in some warmer weather, get these guys out on the field, and entertain the fans here in West Michigan.
I've asked you this question before, you and your staff. How important does food matter?
Oh, we play with our food all the time, and we think it matters a lot. You know, we've become known over the years for having just really cool, unique offerings here at the ballpark, and so we challenge ourselves every year, and in fact we challenge West Michigan to do the fan food vote and give us some ideas on what you'd want to see on this menu. And today is kind of the culmination of all those ideas, and so we roll it all out today, get to test it, and you know, as you can tell, it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. From the looks like the skins with the cheese, and now I'm into the sausage. How will you determine whether or not, I guess your guests approve?
Well, I think
it's called how much they spend, right?
It kind of is, yeah. You know, if nobody buys it or nobody comes up buying it again, then, you know, it's probably something that's going to fall off the menu. But in reality, things have to kind of fall off the menu anyway so we can make room for new ideas and new things. And so it kind of takes care of itself. But people do tend to tell you if something's really good on the other side of it.
Well, so far you're 2 for 2 for what I've eaten here. What is new for this year?
You know, we are rolling out some new seating options. We got rid of the old bleachers. We had reserve seats that have been around for almost 30 years. And finally had a chance to upgrade that comfort level. And so they kind of look a lot like the existing box seats. However, in the section, actually right below us here in section 125, we have new drink rail seating. So the four-top tables are so popular here, it's hard to get those during the season. We decided to make an entire section of railings with the four-top chairs. So it's the swivel seats and the drink rail with wait service. And so right down in section 125, all season long, you can buy one ticket, two tickets, eight. You don't have to buy a table. You just sit up next to the rail. And just another option for people to come watch a game.
And when do the guys start taking the field?
So they should be here in about 2 weeks, right at the end of March, early April, because then they got to hit the road for the first series. And then we're back on Tuesday, April 7th, for opening day. And so they're staying warm-ish in Florida right now for spring training and just kind of working it together.
Does the president ever get to sit and watch the whole game?
I try not to make a habit of that, no.
Dan Morrison, Vice President of Sales and Marketing.
Right, here we are eating our way through this this day because it's a tease of what we'll be eating as a fan.
It is. Yeah, this is one of the most exciting days of the year, of course, for us, introducing some of the new food items here at the ballpark this summer. I've yet to even sample them all. I've seen some of them coming out, and they look fantastic.
Well, you've got to let the media get through it first. Take me through the journey of how we got to the potato skin, to the pork sausage.
Yeah, we start with Gordon Food Service every year, and they bring in a bunch of vendors, and they challenge them to bring out new and creative ideas and foods for us to sample, and we go through that process. We vote and select on which ones we think are the best and which ones will be well received here at the ballpark.
How much of this goes into marketing?
A lot, right? I mean, that's what we talk about all the time, is that luckily, last year we had a team that we were able to talk about a lot because they were so, so good. But there's many seasons where we really don't want to kind of focus on the team because maybe we can't control their record. We can always control the quality of the food. And that's what's important to us here, is that making sure that we have new and fun things to talk about, and food is certainly right up at the top of that list.
I imagine it's fairly easy to market the team coming off of last year.
Very easy, yeah. It's going to be tough to succeed at the level that team did last year. But in terms of, being able to talk about and build off of a championship season, we don't have that very often. In fact, it's been since 2015 since we've had a championship. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
And what really makes an experience at the Whitecaps unique for us?
Yeah, I think the one thing that I lean into, because I've been here for a very long time, is it's a signal of summer. It's kind of a tradition in many people's households nowadays, is that they got to get to a Whitecaps game at least one time per the summer. It kind of signifies summer fun, right? And that's what it's all about here in West Michigan, is getting outside and enjoying the excitement and fun that we have here at the ballpark.
My name is Liz Emery, and I'm a children's librarian from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Yeah, but for here, you have won a pretty cool opportunity, and I just ate almost the whole thing. What's happening in your world?
So I am the fan vote contest winner here at the Whitecaps. The food that I created was the fried pickle quesadilla.
So what was the recipe? And you don't have to tell me your secret recipe.
So it's a flour tortilla. It's got the fried pickled chips fried, put inside. It's got pepper jack cheese. And then when they serve it here at the ballpark, it'll come with a side of ranch, of course, just like you dip fried pickles in ranch when you get them. Yep.
How did you come to find out about the contest?
I get a lot of the Whitecaps emails. We come to a lot of games. My son, one of my sons is a huge sports fan, so last year we probably came to at least 6 games. He even was here when they were doing the playoffs for the championships, like super, super fan. And so now just getting those promotional emails about things coming up, saw it in there and just thought I'd try it. Never expected to win, but I'm so excited.
How did you come up with the recipe?
you know, just my love of fried pickles. I was talking with my coworkers about it one day at lunch, and then thinking about how I wish more places served them because I love them. And so then right after that, the email came through, and I was like, we've got to have fried pickles at the ballpark too, but how can we make it fun and exciting even more so than it already is? And so just brainstorming, and finally came up with the quesadilla.
Fried pickle quesadilla day, keep the doctor away?
Sure, yeah.
So how fun is this for you?
Oh, this is one of the most fun days of the year. I love just introducing everybody to these brand new fun and delicious foods that we got coming up.
Because it is kind of a whole form of entertainment. How did you know how to best orchestrate this? Are you starting with, I mean, is there a procedure here?
I mean, realistically, when you come to a Whitecaps game, you're seeing a show. From all the pregame festivities to the in-game promotions and postgame show, this is no different. We just think about it as a show and put on some entertaining content, which is the food as far as this goes, and just make sure everybody has a good time.
How do you think it's going?
I think it's going pretty well. How do you think it's going? Yeah, that's
I'm a picky
important.
Eater, and I've eaten everything. I just love. What's coming out next?
Right next, we got a special spam dog is coming out next.
How do we best? How do you best know that that you've picked the right food?
Usually, we can tell right away from the reaction in our front office. If it's something that gets a lot of oohs and ahs, we're in. If it's something that gets a lot of oh boys, we think we also might be in on that one.
Looks like you're saving the best for the last.
Oh, we're going to finish with the desserts, as always. The most delicious sweet things.
He was what you call the announcer. So everybody did a taste testing, and yes, play ball. You will be satisfied when you take your seat. WhitecapsBaseball.com for more information. Let's get into our next conversation right away. It's what we do. The Solace Collective believes that hope saves, connection heals, and no one should walk alone. Good things happening thanks to this co-founding partnership in the studio. April Wells, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Kristen Nitz, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Only get the best. Good. We saw you at the wonderful Ada Business Association extravaganza. That was fun. And yet we said, let's talk about what you do, and that's what we do. Kristen Nitz, what does the Solace Collective do? How did this come to be?
Yes, so April and I both have had children who have been on a mental health journey and have had suicidal ideation or attempts. And so out of that came the Solace Collective, because while there is support and treatment for the person experiencing the mental illness, there's very little support for the parents who are supporting the children going through that. So we wanted to change that. We wanted parents to know that they are not alone, that there is hope, and that there is connection, and get people talking about this experience parenting a child with mental illness.
Yes. April, talk about the name Solace, S-A-L-U-S.
Sure. So Solace is actually Latin for safety, wellness, health. And our logo is actually fashioned, it's a heart, and it has cracks in it that are filled with gold, which is a Japanese art form called kintsugi. And that is where pottery is filled, if it's broken, is filled then with gold, which makes it even more valuable. So we're just really leaning into the beauty in the brokenness and how, you know, healing can really provide significant relief.
How important, I'll stay with you, April, and then back to you, Kristen. How important is your collective?
It's critical. I mean, we're talking about supporting parents who are trying to save their children's lives. It's a devastating situation to be in, but when you have the right support, it really can relieve a significant amount of stress. And we definitely both experienced that when we were going through it personally. There's a lot of shame that's associated with this kind of struggle and mental illness, so a lot of people don't talk about it. And in doing so, they're not getting the support and the resources that they need.
Yes. You have a lengthy mission. Again, you provide connection, resources, education, and hope to those experiencing or supporting someone through a mental health crisis. Kristen, how do you work in general?
Yeah, so in general, like, our focus is always the parents or their caregivers supporting the children. You know, we just newly launched last fall, and so we are launching our first parent peer support groups coming up in April. And really, it's also them providing resources to them. We have established quite a few community partnerships. And so if it's not us who needs to provide the care, we have partnerships with other community partners that we direct them to that, because part of the difficulty as a parent is knowing what resources to tap into and how does this journey even look. And so they can find those resources very quickly and very easily connect right to those community partners.
Talk to me a little bit about your April event.
So coming up in April, we have our peer support groups launching April 28th at Cascade Christian Church on the corner of Cascade Road and Thornapple River Drive. It is just for parents, and it is for parents who have a child experiencing a mental illness or a history or current suicidal ideation. And so the peer support has been shown to be very, very powerful. We aren't clinicians. We're just two moms with experience, but we really believe in the support and the difference that community can make. And so that's why the peer support groups are so important.
I may have missed this, April. Are you also here for those who have lost a child?
Well, we actually have some community partners that if it's post-loss, we are hoping to send people to those groups. We're kind of mid-crisis. Yeah.
What is the first step for a parent going through this?
So our goal is, we're telling everybody, go right to our website. There are all kinds of things that you can sign up for and get involved. We are looking for volunteers as well. If people have experienced this before and they're, you know, wanting to get involved somehow and help others, definitely we've got some things that we're, you know, working on. But if a parent is struggling, go to our website. There's newsletters. There are those parent support groups. We are working on a couple new things as well.
Is the key... Well, is one of the comforts knowing you're not on this journey alone, Kristen?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the biggest things. You know, my experience, and I'm sure April's was as well, there's a lot of isolation in this. You know, while other parents, when my kids were actively going through this in their middle school and high school years, other parents are planning, you know, those milestone things, driver's licenses, prom, those kinds of things, and we were just trying to get through day to day. So there's becomes a lot of things that aren't, you can't relate to people, and so it can be very isolating. And so that is one of the most powerful things I think we do, is coming alongside people and letting them know that they're not alone in this.
Does the parent, April, keep the child in communication and says, I need some help, or how does this work?
Yeah, definitely. If the parents are coming to us for support, and so in doing so, we're sharing resources that are going to be helpful for them and their kids that are struggling. So there are just so many resources out there for the kids who are struggling, and we're hoping to share those resources. I know when Kristen and I, we both shared with each other that when we were in it, and I mean in the thick of it, we had no idea what to do. You're just so overwhelmed in those moments. And so just having a structured community, and we have put that together so that we can share with people who are going through it.
And in general, we say parents, we say kids. Are we talking kids, teens, young adults, April?
Yeah. Yes. Anyone who is struggling, as people start to become an adult, that is, well, they're still for the parents, but obviously, you know, at 18 and older, those kids have to start making some decisions for themselves. So, yeah.
Yes. And does it get better?
Yeah. So, you know, my oldest daughter has struggled from the time her journey of mental illness started at 11. She is now 30. And I am here to say there was a lot of hope. There were some very, very scary years, and she has a persistent chronic mental health condition. However, with the right resource, with the right support, you know, and there's a lot of evidence out there that when parents are supported, their kids feel more supported. And so there is a lot of hope. She's doing amazing. I couldn't be prouder of her. So yes, there's definitely a lot of hope. All of my kids have definitely come out of the other side and have learned how to navigate mental illness now as young adults.
Yes. How are you doing, April?
Good. Yeah, my daughter, she struggled initially when she was 12, and she's 16 now. She's definitely on the other side of this and doing immensely better. Every day we're still checking in with her, so there is still a little bit of that. I'm grateful for Kristen because that's the kind of support that we have, you know. Yes.
And I imagine you both need to continue in the conversations.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. What's the future for the Solace Collective? I know you're a for-profit, perhaps non, moving on to other venues, yes?
Yeah, so we're always looking for sponsors and donors. You know, we don't ever want to pass on what we do to our participants because mental illness and treatment is very expensive. And that's part of the challenges, I think, as a parent, is finding the financial resources for that, so let alone finding those financial resources for yourself. And so, yes, looking for donors and sponsors, but then also we are hoping in the next, you know, year or so to be able to develop a parent support partner program, where those are one-on-one relationships as opposed to peer support, to really walk those parents through, you know, how do I navigate once my child's had an attempt? I'm at the ER. What do I do now? You know, because they look to you as the parent to make some decisions, and you have no idea you don't know what you don't know. So really just allowing those parents to walk through that journey with them one-on-one.
Yes. And April, what are some of, we know most everything with mental, physical, other health challenges, early intervention key. What are some signs that one may want to get a hold of the Solace Collective right away?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of signs of, you know, mental health and illness. Depression usually starts with looking a little more distant, maybe a little more of an attitude. My daughter, she actually came and told me, and it was after she had attempted, which brought a lot of mom guilt. How could I not know, right? But ultimately, she showed me her arm, and there were a lot of stages of healing cuts, right? And so I was sitting there thinking, wow, I thought I was supposed to check her phone, not her arms. And so there can be just a lot of things that people don't realize at first.
Yes. And, of course, this affects girls and boys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. No one is isolated here. Kristen, what do you leave us with?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, if you are a parent who is struggling and you find yourself on a journey of mental illness with your child, we are here to help you. We are here to support you. We have a monthly newsletter. The first issue will be going out in April. And so you can sign up for our newsletter. It's got important tips. It's got other what we call solid stories of other parents who have also experienced this and have wanted to share their story as well, because there's a lot of healing in sharing our stories. We have the parent support group. So if you need support, we're here, and we want to help walk this journey with you.
Yes. And again, details for the gathering end of April?
Yes, April 28th. From 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Cascade Christian Church on the corner of Thornapple and Cascade Road, and you can register for that on our website.
What do you leave us with, April?
We're just grateful to be here, and we're grateful to get our stories out and get those conversations started, because we just really want to help people.
All right, one more time, best way to find out about the Solace Collective, please?
www.solacecollective.com.
Great. Ladies, thanks for sharing your personal stories and helping others through that. Take care to you, of course, Kristen Nitz, and you, April Wells. Enjoy your day. All right, let's continue the conversation when it comes to health and wellness. How about using harmonic egg use for light and sound frequencies to balance your nervous system? It works. That's why my next guest is here to talk about it. Let's talk to Yul Courtney Yarch, the owner of Harmonic Egg and Wellness GR, doing great things. And I want to know what the egg is all about. Courtney, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You knew these last ladies.
I did. It's a small world. Grand Rapids is not as big as we think it is.
Right, especially when you're out and about and, of course, believing in the power of health and wellness. Tell me a little bit about you, Courtney, and your history.
I am born and raised in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I still live here because Grand Rapids is so cool. And I have been in the health and wellness world for about 25 years. I've been teaching fitness classes. I'm an integrative health coach. I do nutritional kinesiology. But it wasn't until I discovered the harmonic egg that I found my my major passion, my fun.
You're fun.
Is right.
And what an educational journey you've been on. Before I get into the egg, you have a mini art gallery?
I do. We have over 20 local artists featured at Harmonic Egg and Wellness GR. So we have wall art and jewelry and like wooden vases and, you know, table art and stationery, all sorts of gorgeous stuff. I really want it to be a community. I want to have a place. I want to get to know people. I want to connect people. I think the hub matters. Supporting each other, lifting each other up really does matter and raise the vibration of the community.
Let's zone in on Harmonic Egg and Wellness GR. You opened this just a year ago, it seems. What's your intent?
Man, I just want to make the world a healthier place. I want to raise the vibration of this beautiful world. You know, I know that there are ways, more natural ways than how our medical world is going now. I'm so glad we have, you know, the Western medicine community that we have, but I think that we can also look for more holistic healing methods. You know, light and sound have been around for millennia. This is nothing new. This has been around forever, and I think it should be a more natural first approach before we try drugs or medicine.
Where are you located?
Right on Cherry Street in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Nice. Who comes to see you?
You know what? Everyone can benefit, but my majority of people are probably 35 to 60-year-olds. You know, everyone can benefit, but the older we get, the more stress, those emotions that we bury, the overwhelming that life gets, and we're going to work on balancing the nervous system. I always say I can't fix it if, you know, your boss is tough or your dog barks too much or the person in front of you can't drive, but if I can help you balance the nervous system, everything is going to go a little bit more smoothly.
You sure hit on three stressors there. That's kind of true there. What is the Harmonic Egg?
So it kind of looks like a spaceship or a time machine. It is about 12 feet by 7 by 7. It looks like an egg laying on its side. It is a light sound resonance chamber built with the principles of sacred geometry. So when you come in for a session, we're going to talk about where the stress is living in your life. Because for some people, it's blood pressure. And for some people, it's insomnia or joint pain or digestion. We all experience stress differently. So I'm going to choose different colors, light and different sound, based on what you need. You know, cello is really uplifting if you're dealing with grief. Drums and didgeridoo are great for bone density and immune support. So different instruments and different colors have different healing benefits.
So you're using light and sound frequencies to support healing.
Exactly. There's no drugs in there, nothing crazy. You can stay sitting up tall. Most people like to recline their chair back into like zero gravity. So you can even fall asleep, take a nap in there. And even if you're a high-strung person, you slow down in the egg. You kind of slip into those theta and delta brainwave states, somewhere between meditation and sleep. And it's a beautiful thing.
Is it a one-time treatment or am I consistent here?
Well, just like most healing modalities, you know, you can't expect to go to the gym one time and have six-pack abs for the rest of your life. I think once a month is totally ideal for most clients. Some people come in more regularly. Some people come in one time and are done. This might make me sound crazy, but I only experienced a Harmonic Egg one time before I purchased two and opened a business because it was that life-changing for me.
What is AO scan technology?
Oh, it is some frequency technology. So we use different voice analysis. We run different vital scans, all sorts of stuff. It's frequency healing. Like, I don't need you to be with me to do the AO scan. You can send me your voice analysis. I would need like a photo, your date of birth, a couple of pieces of identifying information, and I can run the scan and send you optimizing frequencies.
And how does one know that they are benefiting from your work?
Well, they'd have to see how they're feeling. Are you sleeping better? Are you having better communication? Are you managing your stress a little bit differently? How about, I've had people tell me that, you know, they used to clench their jaw all the time or get migraine headaches frequently. You know, a session or two in the Harmonic Egg can change everything.
Again, Courtney Yarch with us, Harmonic Egg and Wellness GR. Her business, her passion evident in steering us in the correct direction. What's the youngest age?
You know, brand new babies can go in the Harmonic Egg like with their mom if they're like, you know, brand new in nursing. But if it's going to be a squiggly wiggly, I'd say stay until you're old enough to sit in there. So I've had as young as 8 years old in there. I don't want a 3 or 4 year old who's going to get out and crawl all around, you know.
You are an integrative health coach and nutritional kinesiologist. Tell me where nutrition fits here.
Different supplements are going to help different people. So I'm going to use some muscle testing to see where your body is lacking and what supplements could benefit you.
Nice. And what about the importance of sleep in general?
Oh my goodness, sleep makes everything better, right? Sleep is going to help your communication. It's going to help your stress. It's going to help your digestion. I think a lot of people think they can just power through life, but I can guarantee you that you're going to function a lot better on every level if you can sleep. The harmonic egg is definitely going to help with sleep.
Yes. More on, Courtney, your holistic networking group. You are trying to be a main hub. Connections with all of the holistic healers in Grand Rapids. You knew the ladies prior. Give me your picture.
Absolutely. So I'm trying to make my space a spot where we can all connect because, you know, a lot of big medical practices, they have money to advertise. So we all know what they do. A lot of holistic healers don't have the money to advertise. So I want us to all connect and learn from each other. You know, I have doctors of naturopathy who come in, people who practice Reiki. Obviously, I do harmonic egg. All different ways to heal. And we can all just come together to learn about each other so we can brag each other up, so we can support each other, and just to know what our world does.
Common minds together, borrowing. What about your cranial sacral lymphatic drain massage and that side of your healing?
Yeah, so I have a doctor of naturopathy in my place on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Her name is Mallory Fian, and she does cranial sacral, she does lymphatic drain, she does polarity energy work, she does body work technique and raindrop therapy. Those are all great ways. They totally complement the harmonic egg to rebalance the autonomic nervous system. It's more of a hands-on approach with her.
I have to ask about raindrop therapy.
Yeah. Raindrop therapy is, it's massage, but you use different essential oils at different spots along the spine. Different essential oils have different benefits. The different spots, they check in beautifully.
And back to your mini art gallery. You say you have over 20 local artists. If an artist is interested in seeing what you have or showing, how's that happen?
They can definitely stop into my place, so they can give me a call. I would love to have them. Right now, I do have a little bit of wall space, so I have spots for some artists right now. You know, a few things have sold, so I got some naked walls. Not a lot, but a little bit of space. Tell them to just stop in.
That's cool. Well, my brother's listening, and he says he wants raindrop therapy, too.
Absolutely. So. Tell him to schedule at harmoniceggr.com.
So fun. All right. Again, appreciate everything that you are sharing. Also, I'm kind of all over the map here. A line of gorgeous lamps that are actually made with real leaves?
Yes, yes. We have lamps. I only have 8 of them in stock right now, but I sell everything from sconces to pendants to floor lamps to table lamps to night lights. They're gorgeous. I'm all about light therapy. Light and color matters. They're beautiful. They're calming. All different colors, all different styles. Come check them out.
Well, the roving microphone will be at your place. No worries on that. Courtney Arch, what's your future? You just opened this a year ago. My goodness.
Yeah. I hope to just keep growing and expanding. I have 2 harmonic eggs right now. So if you ever want to come in with your spouse, your best girlfriend, your son, your neighbor, I got 2 eggs. You would have the best conversations afterwards. I can guarantee it. Go out to dinner or something afterwards. It would be so much fun because every session is personalized and individualized for what you need. So everyone gets something different.
You are not a chicken farm.
Nope, not a chicken farm.
You are. Courtney, what's your best way, one more time, to get in touch with you?
You can email me at info@harmoniceggr.com or give me a call at 616-970-9186.
Are you changing lives?
Absolutely, every day.
Courtney Arch, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Here's your headline, top cars that pay off in the long run. What are they? And, well, what's our action item? We turn to you, managing editor for Kelley Blue Book, Sean Tucker, about the winners of this 2026 Best Resale Value Award. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Shelley.
Remind me of the good work of Kelley Blue Book.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes, remind me of the good work, first of all, of Kelley Blue Book. What if one has never established what this means?
It's a good question to ask because this is actually our 100th anniversary. For 100 years, we've been establishing the value of cars, reviewing cars, telling people both how much they should pay at a dealership and how much someone should pay them when they sell their car.
Here we go. When shopping for a car, what do we look for to make sure it keeps its value over time? And how important is that?
Well, the first thing to understand is that cars don't keep their value over time. They're a terrible investment. The average car loses 55% of what you paid for it in the five-year period. So what you want are to look for cars that are in high demand, things that are selling very well, and from brands that have really proven reliability.
Was there a recent, shall we say, award of a car or two that had best resale value?
We have just put out our best resale value awards, which name the car that holds its value best in every category in the market. I'm not going to read all 26 to you. I assume that's not a great use of our time.
Nope.
The quickest way to understand it, though, is to note that there are an awful lot of Toyotas and an awful lot of Lexuses. Lexus is the luxury brand of Toyota. Not by any means the only company to win an award, but they did win the bulk of them.
Sorry, I'm 0-2 on that, although it did happen to Toyota once. Are there certain types of cars? You mentioned the awardees, but or maybe even features that tend to hold their resale value better than others?
In terms of types, both SUVs and trucks are performing better than any other form, you know, sedans, minivans, that sort of thing. In terms of features, what we're seeing is that hybrid powertrains are starting to climb the chart as they're in higher demand these days and they're more reliable than they used to be. So a hybrid is a much better investment than it was, you know, 5 years ago. However, for the first time, some EVs are starting to crack our list of the cars with the best resale value.
Yes. And how can thinking about resale value help us actually make smarter choices? And are we saving money in the long run?
You're saving money if you buy a car off this list or a car with good resale value because, you know, when it comes time to sell it back, you'll recover more of your investment. So it's a smart thing to think about up front.
Talking all things, well, top cars that pay off in the long run, how to get your best resale value when you purchase your car. Sean Tucker, Managing Editor for Kelley Blue Book and more. I'm thinking about why resale considerations are important for smart budgeting as well here.
Mm-hmm. It's a matter of thinking about the long term. You know, your car over the next 5 years, if you're going to end up having to sell it back or trade it in to get another one, then it benefits you a great deal to pay attention to what it's going to be worth when the time comes to do that.
What else is important we know with this topic?
I would note that probably the model with the single best resale value that we found of all was the 2026 Toyota Tacoma, which will keep 63% of its value over 5 years. But quite a few other cars stayed above that 50% line. A lot of Toyotas, also a couple of Mercedes-Benzes of all things.
And I trust just taking care of our car, the annual monthly maintenance and more is important to keeping the value.
Absolutely. Keep to that manufacturer's maintenance schedule and document that you've done so, particularly if you're going to sell it private party, that will matter quite a bit. And these days, I would note that quite a few of the new cars, the first 3 years or 2 years of maintenance is included in the price. So there's really no reason not to make those appointments.
Well, I'm sure you have a car, but I understand you enjoy the hiking trail as well.
Yes, I do. And ironically, I actually don't own a car because in my job I have to test drive so many cars that I almost always have something in the driveway and don't have to own one on my own.
Every job has their perk, as they say. All right, resale important in this conversation. Sean Tucker, Managing Editor for Kelley Blue Book. How do we find out more information about this?
Go to KBB.com, and for this list in particular, KBB.com/awards.
Thanks for that, not listing all 26, but you provide that link to do just that. John, thank you.
Thank you.
Good work happens under the Land Conservancy of West Michigan, kicking off a 50th anniversary come this month of April, an outdoor event series you don't want to miss. Our beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline hike. We'll talk about anything that has to do with land and conserving in West Michigan. Well, you get my vote. Looking forward to this conversation with you, Marie Ortenberger, Advancement Manager at LCWM. Hi to you, Marie.
Hello, Shelley. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, yes. Well, you most likely have not been with the Land Conservancy for 50 years, but congratulations. Celebrating an anniversary, yes?
Yes. Yeah, we're kicking off our 50th year this year, 50 years of keeping nature nearby, the major milestone for our organization, but also a little bit of a drop in the bucket in terms of our mission of keeping nature nearby in perpetuity. So,
I like that. Let's take that apart. First of all, remind me of the work that the Land Conservancy of West Michigan does in general.
The Land Conservancy protects West Michigan's ecologically critical land. So we do this in a variety of ways. We create public nature preserves. We also provide support to communities and local governments in their efforts to create public natural areas and parks. And we also help private landowners protect their own land. So some of the places that you might know in West Michigan, Saugatuck Harbor Natural Area, just north of Oval Beach, Ottawa Sands and North Ottawa Dunes in Ottawa County, Salt Lake Bog Nature Preserve, or the Highlands here in Grand Rapids. These have all been protected in partnership with the Land Conservancy and organizations, funders, and communities all throughout West Michigan.
Nice and strong for sure. Here we are, and what proves that is 50 years of making good things happen. So what does happen this month, specifically on the 18th, just to start the celebrations, Marie?
Yeah, so to honor these past five decades of work, we're kicking off a three-part event series that we're calling our Explorathon. So on April 18th, the first event will take place. That's going to be a guided hike along the Lake Michigan shoreline. So each of the Explorathon events is designed to highlight connected, protected land in the unique environments that are characteristic of West Michigan. So we're starting on the iconic Lake Michigan shoreline, and the hike will have a couple of different options for people. We'll start at PJ Hoffmaster State Park in Norton Shores, and participants can choose between a 2-mile or a 7-mile hike. Each hike will be led by a naturalist who will share about the history of the land and highlight notable natural features along the way. There will be aid stations staged with refreshments, staffed by representatives from our partner organizations, the DNR, Ottawa County Parks, and KLH Dunes Preserve. And the 7-mile hike will take us through 2,500 acres of contiguous protected natural land on the Lake Michigan shoreline. And there will be different pace groups, so you can choose the pace at which you want to hike. So it's a great opportunity to see and feel the impact of 50 years of commitment to conservation. And after the hike, we'll have an after party. We'll celebrate the achievement of hiking across these 7 miles and enjoy food and drink, prizes and more as we come together to celebrate.
Very cool. There is a small ticketed price. I trust those dollars go right back into your organization.
That's correct, yes.
So what do I wear for something like this?
That's a great question. So April can be finicky in West Michigan, so I definitely encourage people to dress for the weather of the day, wear good hiking shoes, make sure that you're prepared in the event of rain. We do hike rain or shine, so be prepared for the temperature. But yeah, I think of utmost importance is comfortable footwear, and you bring water. We also will provide ticketed attendees with a free water bottle and an opportunity to fill up that too. So, I think.
Very nice. Again, to celebrate a 50-year Land Conservancy of West Michigan kicking off, of course, so with the outdoor event series with this Lake Michigan Shoreline Hike, of course, on April 18th, speaking with Marie Ortenberger. Marie, let's talk. I say this is an outdoor event series. Is that true?
That is correct, yes. So there will be two more events later in the year. We'll do a guided bike ride on June 6th, and that will take place in the eastern part of Kent County through the unique, topographically diverse environs in that region. And then we'll have on August 29th a guided paddle through the Pierre Marquette River. So these are two more opportunities to, again, see that impact of connected, protected natural land and immerse yourself in these kind of beautiful, iconic environments that are characteristic of our West Michigan area.
What else do you have in store for the year? Just pay attention to, I trust, website and more?
Yes. Yeah. Well, so we'll share our history and storytelling throughout the year. Follow us on social media. Subscribe to our e-newsletter to learn all about the relationships that have made conservation possible over these past 50 years.
Because we need at least 50 more. There we are. Do that math. Marie, thank you very much for your good work on behalf of the Land Conservancy of West Michigan. Time, talents, and treasures to support you, Advancement Manager. Enjoy this year. I'm sure we'll touch base in between. Take care.
Thank you so much, Shelley.
Inspiration for the day, according to Philip Pullman, after nourishment, shelter, and companionship, stories are the thing we need most in the world. Hope you enjoyed a couple of stories today. You did, I hope. I'm Shelley Irwin. Have a great day.